This is called How to Eat Loads and Lose Weight.
So 2 years ago, I'd put on quite a lot of weight. It was 14 stone.
You're so slender now.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And my partner, Valerie, she declared to me one day that she was going to go on a diet. And I said, well, you don't need to go on a diet. She said, I want to go on a diet. And then she turned around to me and said, didn't you say that you wanted to lose a little bit of weight as well?
No.
Now, you know you're in a loving relationship, don't you? When you can turn to your partner and say, didn't you say you wanted to lose some weight as well? And so I was embarrassed by this, okay? And so I started doing all the things that I did and noticed that they weren't having quite the magical effect that they did the first time round. And it was exactly as you described. I was hungry all the time. I was sluggish. You know, it was a horrible, horrible way of losing weight. Meanwhile, however, Val, her weight's just falling off, no problem at all, okay? And she's eating loads of lovely meals, and she's looking better than she's ever looked. She's not starving, she's not hungry, and so I said to her, how on earth are you doing this? And she said, oh, I'm basically doing low carb. And I thought, okay, low carb. So she started telling me about it, and I started to put some of these ideas, you know, change the things that I was eating, and started to notice that it actually worked. And at that point, the fix-it man inside of me, you know, it's like a red rag to a bull. The fix-it man inside of me was like fascinated. How does this work? Why does it work? Why is it that nobody else seems to be doing this? How comes this isn't the advice that gets trotted out when you go to see your doctor?
Because doctors will say it's low fat. Everything's low
calorie
fat.
Calorie counting, low fat, everything in moderation, move more, eat less. All of this advice which they keep trotting out, you know, which is a painful way of losing weight. And yet here seemed to be the magic formula. And so I started to read up everything I could and started to look at some scientific studies that have been done and that sort of stuff. And I was just, the whole idea fascinated me. And I thought, I think there's a book in here. Which is why I decided to sit down and write another book. So that's how we ended up with How to Eat Loads and Lose Weight. Basically, we are all made the same in terms of the basic structure. Let me tell you how it works very, very quickly. We all know that food is made up of three things, okay? And those things, they're called macronutrients. And it's basically proteins and it's fats. And it's carbohydrates as well. Now, we know that proteins are what your body uses to create your muscles and things like that. But what you probably don't realize is that fats are also used as a building block. It's not a fuel, it's a building block. So your cells, they're made out of fats. Most of your brain is made out of fat, which leaves the carbohydrates. And broadly speaking, the carbohydrates is what fuels your body. So when you eat food, your body takes the food apart, and then the carbohydrates get turned into glucose. That gets dumped in your blood. It travels around your blood, fueling your muscles, fueling your brain. And then what's left over, what glucose is still left in the blood, that gets converted into the fat. So the fat around your belly isn't fat that you ate. It's fat that you made yourself. So fat doesn't actually make you fat at all. It's the carbohydrates that actually makes you fat. So if you want to lose the weight that you're carrying, all you need to do is cut down on the carbohydrates.
And it's also for people who are diabetic as well, isn't it? Because carbohydrates turn to sugar, isn't it? It's kind of, you
absolutely
know,
absolutely. In fact, and I was talking to Val about this the other day. We think of things like diabetes type 2 as related to weight. You know, if you become too heavy, then you develop diabetes type 2. But actually, it's not quite that simple. Diabetes type 2 and being overweight are both symptoms of an underlying problem. And the underlying problem is you've just got too many carbohydrates, too much glucose in your system. And so if you cut down on that, you solve both problems. You lose weight, but you also reverse diabetes type 2.
There are some recipes in this book. You didn't bring any biscuits in for me, so I'm like looking at like salivating all over the pages. Which is not
no biscuits.
Not, no biscuits. Yeah. Normally, you always choose to turn up with biscuits, but I didn't think you would today.
Not today.
Not today. No. But when we read through sometimes with the you know diet food, or if you're making something like a chili, and then you think you've got low fat mince, which is fair enough. No. But then you haven't got the wine, you haven't got the oil, you haven't got the flavour, and I think that's what you need. That kind of mouth.
Yeah, feel, no. If you're gonna make a chili, okay, you go and buy the 20% fat. Mincemeat, so that'll be the cheapest meat you can buy in Tesco, so you're already saving money there. It'll also be absolutely packed with flavour because it's 20% fat, and then you can add loads of butter to that, or I use ghee. The thing that you should steer away from when you're making a chili con carne is the kidney beans. That's the thing that's got all the carbs. So leave that out, but you could put some tomatoes in there. That's absolutely fine. You know, you can. There are the onion. That wouldn't be a bad thing. Put a little bit of onion in there.
Would you have it with salad or not? Don't have it with rice? So
You could have it with salad. But if you like rice, what you could do is take a cauliflower.
Oh, that is delicious, isn't it?
Take a nice, ripe, hard cauliflower, put that in a food processor, whiz it down to absolutely nothing, okay? And then put that in a microwave for 2 or 3 minutes and you make what they call collie rice, okay? Yep. It looks like rice, and when you have it with a chili con carne or something like that, it actually tastes like it as well.
It's brilliant.
So so you've got low-carb rice. If we're doing chili con carne, we'll make cheese tacos, which are quite good fun. So you grate some cheese into a frying pan. And then you fry this cheese up until it starts to solidify and bubble, and then you ease it out of the frying pan, and you can sort of like just wrap it around sort of like a rolling pin or something like that, and you end up with these taco shells that are made out of cheese.
Yes.
And they're quite good fun.
You're salivating now as well.
I am starving.
So it's got here, action point, remove all high-carb products from your life.
Let's think. Bread, obviously, that's the big one. Get rid of that. Potatoes, stop having those as well. In fact, any vegetable that grows below the ground, a root vegetable, is usually very high in carbs.
Yeah.
So parsnips, you know, they're pretty bad. Anything that grows above the ground... Tomatoes, not too bad. Berries, absolutely fine. Avocados, absolutely fine. Mm. Eggs, fine. Cheese, fine. Obviously, all meat, that's all absolutely fine. But the carbohydrates, including fruit, like apples and oranges, those sort of things, you've got to stop having those. And when I say stop having those, I don't mean forever. This is just whilst you're doing your diet. So you're just going to take a break from having potatoes for a little while and then watch the weight fall off. And then when you reach your target weight, you can think about bringing some of those items back in again. Well, diet, it sounds a bit, fad diety, doesn't it? But all a keto diet is a very, very low-carb diet. So a low-carb diet might be anything under 100 grams of carbs a day, maybe 50 is a better one to aim for, 50 grams of carbs a day. If you're going to go full-on keto, then that's around about 20 carbs a day, which is not that many, you know, that's really, really low. But... And ironically, they have done some research on this. You don't necessarily lose weight faster than a low-carb diet, but because you haven't got the carbs constantly triggering you and sort of like reminding you of what you're missing, it's potentially easier to do once you get into the mindset.
Do you have to weigh out food, or is on this diet of yours?
Some people like to be really strict. You can download an app, for instance, for your phone for free, which you type in what you're eating. And it'll tell you how many carbohydrates are in that. But I prefer to do what they call dirty keto, which is...
Oh, I say!
I know, it sounds much more fun. and that's basically where you just avoid the big hitters, the breads, the potatoes, the fruit, and those sort of things. And that should get you part of the way without having to count a single carb, without having to weigh out your food or anything like that. Then if you find that you're still not losing any weight, that might be the time to start thinking, okay, what am I eating? How many carbs are actually in that that food? And start eliminating those.
If you cut down on your carbs, a lot of people say that you get like this fatigue or your brain fog.
No, I disagree with that.
Yeah.
I mean,
we just want something wrong with us because we've cut out bread and we go, oh, God, I've got a terrible headache.
Well, it's true that people do, sometimes people do get headaches, and they call it keto flu. So there is, whilst your body transitions from going from a very carby environment where it's sort of like, you know, getting carbs on a three times a day, every single day, whilst it transitions from using glucose to power itself into using ketones, which is what your body turns your fat into, there is a week or so when you might have brain fog, you might feel a bit dizzy, you might feel a bit tired and that sort of stuff. But you can, this firstly, it's only temporary.
Yeah.
And secondly, if you up the amount of water that you're drinking, if you perhaps take a magnesium supplement, if you eat a few more pickled vegetables or just drink some pickle juice or something like that, you're basically suffering from, you've lost some of your minerals, and if you replace those, then those symptoms go away pretty quickly.
Yeah. Now, urine. Sorry, I wasn't offering a drink.
I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Keto sticks.
Yeah.
Is this something you need when you're doing this eating plan?
Okay. Well, first of all, let's explain what keto sticks are. Okay.
And why I just said the random word urine.
Yeah. Why you just said urine? Okay, if you can buy these things from your favourite online retailer called Keto Sticks. Mm. Okay, and they're basically little plastic strips with a sort of like a bobbly bit on one end. And if you pee on the stick, it will change colour if there's ketones in your urine. If it does change, if there are ketones in your urine, it means that basically what was happening is your body has started to use up the stored fat and started to convert that fat into ketones.
Yeah.
And the good thing about this, what I like about keto sticks, is that for the first time ever, here's something you can do which tells you either way whether you're losing weight. You don't have to sort of like stand on the scales and, you know, wait to see a number change. This can tell you instantly whether or not you're actually doing it properly.
Yeah.
And when I started doing this, I found that enormously helpful. It keeps you going. You can pee on a stick in the morning. Yes, I'm still in ketosis. I'm still losing weight.
And
so it's a useful thing. But it's not necessary. You don't have to do it at all. So, but it's useful to know.
Excellent. Now, if people are going to, what is a typical day's, give us a run through of like a typical day of
what to
eat those and lose weight. Yeah, so what would you have for breakfast? Snacks, and can you drink coffee and milk, you know?
These are good questions. Well, let's start with breakfast. Breakfast is one of the good things about being on a low-carb diet is that you can pretty much have your fry-up in the morning, no problem at all. You can have eggs, you can have bacon. But if you haven't got time to do that, you could have avocado. That's quite nice. Or as I say, just eggs on their own.
Omelette and cheese
you could definitely have that, an omelette with cheese and some bacon in there. At the weekends, what we tend to do is we tend to make a really nice big breakfast, which will keep us going until early evening, so we can skip lunch. Lunch in fact is the most challenging meal of all, really, because most people would have a sandwich or something like that. So I'd recommend going for a bigger breakfast so that it'll see you all the way through to your evening meal. And then your evening meal, where you can have the chili con carne we talked about earlier on, or there might a butter chicken curry. Yeah. That's one of our favourites and seems to be quite popular. Or there's all manner of things, all manner of meals. Any kind of meat, you can have steaks, you can have pork, you can have chicken, all of those things. Loads of cheese, whatever you want, you know.
What about sort of things, there's something called cloud bread, which is like if you really do love your bread and you need to have a sandwich for lunch, you can make it and it's low carb, and then you can fill that with loads of chicken and mayonnaise or cheese.
Well, I'm glad you raised that, because we tried making cloud bread a couple of times. Okay.
It's hideous.
It sounds
so nice.
It's hard to make, and it doesn't taste like bread, and it doesn't work like bread either. Yeah. But, okay, have you heard of the chaffle?
No.
Now, a chaffle is a cheese waffle. Ooh. So if you have a waffle maker, okay, you can get some cheese, and you have to have mozzarella and cheddar. You don't have to have the cheddar, but it works better if you have cheddar.
Yeah.
Cheddar and mozzarella. You get some almond flour. That's just basically ground up almonds. Mm. You put a tablespoon or two of that in. Put an egg in. You mix up this mixture. You put that in your waffle maker. for about 7 or 8 minutes. Okay, it depends, depending on your waffle maker. And then you end up with a chaffle. It looks like a waffle, but it's actually made out of cheese. And that is a closer, that's about as close to bread as you're ever going to get on a low carb diet. And then on that, you can have tuna and a salad, you know, tuna salad or whatever you want. You could, you know, you could use that in your chili con carne. And we make chaffles quite a lot. Chaffles are lovely. So then they're a real game changer. If you like bread, then that's basically going to save you a chaffle. Yeah.
Now, I'm so hungry. Can you come in with no... What you should have done is I've made some butter chicken I've made and some chili con carne here, Michelle. I've kept it warm in this special container that I've brought in.
Sorry.
It comes to be nothing.
Okay.
Nothing at all. And now, now I want to see the thing. When you start thinking about sort of... now I want sort of steak kind of meat and...
Yeah.
You know, that's, yeah.
But, having listened to everything I've just said, is this something that you think you could do?
Yes, because it sounds tasty.
Right.
And that's the thing. When you think sometimes of a diet, you think a bit of chicken, then I've got to get low-fat mayonnaise, which is okay, but it never tastes the same. And I do like my salads, I don't look like I eat many salads. And I like a curry with a flavour. I like food that's got flavour.
Right.
And sometimes when you've got low-fat, or it's low-fat yogurt, low-fat mayonnaise, or you can't really have cheese and you can't have butter... They give things flavour, like frying a steak.
Right.
You can grill it. It will never taste the same. If you put it in a load of butter with salt and pepper, you can taste it now. If you're a meat eater, you're like, that's... Yeah.
Well, can I just mention my friend Vicky? Hello, Vicky. So 6 months ago, Vicky, she posted... And I hope she won't mind me saying this. She posted on Facebook her Weight Watchers meal, which was basically a piece of fruit, a Weight Watchers chocolate bar, and a bit of toast.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to help her lose weight. Mm. But it's carbs, carbs, and carbs. And, it's painful. Anyway, now she's doing this, and it's working for her.
Now, you've got your website, so give it a quick mention. So we got to, the book is How to Eat Loads and Lose Weight. Peter Jones, best-selling author. And you've got your own website page and Facebook page as well for people to join.
You can find me on Facebook / Peter Jones Author or peterjonesauthor.com. If you type eatloadslosweight.com, that'll take you straight to the book. So, but if you just type Peter Jones Author into Google, that'll find me.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for the copy of the book. I'm going to have something to eat now because I'm really hungry. But thank you. Thank you very much to Peter Jones. I'll be back with more after the news.